Stonehenge, that strange arrangement of massive rocks near Wiltshire, England, is thought to be an ancient Druid observatory. The Aztecs in Mexico and the ancient Egyptians on the Nile were also serious students of the heavens. Today, we even launch telescopes into space to get a better view of distant heavenly bodies. But do we get the message any better than primitive observers? Not unless we echo the words of Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. What God, you ask? Not the God of the Druids and their worship of elemental forces, or the gods of the Egyptians worshipped in cats and rats and cows. Certainly not the God of the Aztecs, who demanded that his worshippers offer and sacrifice their own sons and daughters. No, the one true God, whose glory is declared by the heavens, is the Heavenly Father. The one who gave his only Son over to death in order to set us right with himself. And in love for you and me, the Son of God willingly went to the cross. No wonder the midday sky fell dark on that first Good Friday. It was proclaiming the greatest glory of God, that the darkest depths of our deserved punishment were willingly suffered by God's own Son in our place.